July 18th, Junior High Camp, Afternoon Chapel.
How you guys feeling today?
Awesome.
You know, there's a bit of a flu bug going around, isn't there? Not very much fun. So if there's a flu bug going around and you start feeling a little bit sick to your stomach, it's important that you go talk to Katarina. She's our camp nurse, and she can't make you feel better, but she will take care of you, okay? And make sure that you don't spread your germs around and such, okay? Well, let's pray, and we're going to talk. Father, we thank you for this morning. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to understand and to learn a little bit more about you. In your name I pray, amen. So I talked quite a long time last night, didn't I? Maybe a little too long. So I'll keep it short today, this morning. I'll make up for it. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19-20. Matthew chapter 28, now do I have a volunteer who would like to come up here and read it for me? Jack, would you like to come up? 19 and 20, come on up, Jack. It's the last two verses of the chapter. Okay, eyes on Jack or on your Bible, either way. Got it?
Yep. Therefore, go
really loud.
Therefore, go make
disciples
of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Awesome. Thank you. Oh, I've got somebody's hand up. Do you got a question, Link? Pardon me?
It's kind of a question.
Okay, what do you got to say?
It's in that part of that's in the big
tab. Yeah, that's right. We had a big banquet, and somebody put that up as decoration because that was our theme for the banquet as well as the summer. So one of the things that's interesting is that we're told to go, which is our theme in this verse. Go. And for us to go, we kind of have an idea of where or who or something, right? I want you guys to think about who is it in your life that really needs to know about Jesus, about God? Who is it that needs to know about God? Think about it quietly in your mind. You might have some people that come to mind who are your classmates. Maybe some family. Maybe some friends from sports or your dance class, or gymnastics, or swimming lessons, or camp. Okay, you got that person in mind, or people? Yeah? So the real question now is, so you've gone, you know who you're going to go to, so you can tell them something. The question is, what are you going to tell them? I mean, it's one thing for us to have, like, have you ever gone up to somebody and be like, oh, I got something to say to you. And then you're like, oh, what was it now? Oh, I forget. It just like slipped my mind. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
All the time? Okay, it's not just an old person thing? Okay, so that happens to me all the time. I'll be like, I got to make a phone call. And then I'll be like, hi, is Wanda there? Yeah, hi, Wanda. I'd like to... You know, I don't really remember what I was going to talk to you about. Anyways, so we need to know what we're going to say. A couple nights ago, I gave you the big why. Why we follow Christ. And how much I love Him. Let me tell you a story. And this is something I tell people who are interested in Jesus. And they're like, who is this God that you follow? Who is this Jesus that you love so much? And one of the stories I get to tell them is about my wife. Now, my wife, when we were first married, she was able to run around and play and just do all sorts of things. And after she had Renee, and then after she had Jacob, her back became worse and worse. And I don't know if you ever know what the spine looks like, but in between the bones are these discs. And these discs are kind of like this cushion between the discs so that your bone isn't on top of each other. And these discs were beginning to degenerate. They're beginning to like disintegrate. And so she calls me up in the middle of a work day and she says, I need you to come home. I'm stuck. And I find her on the stairs. Can't go up and can't go down. She's stuck. And she's just kind of whimpering there in so much pain. And so I very gently, I scoop her up and I take her down the stairs. And I set her so gently, as gently as I could, into the car. And I just knocked her head like 4 times on the door frame and different things. So it's no big deal. And I didn't. But I put her into the car and I took her to the hospital. And I get to the hospital and we're there for about 4 hours. And the doctors and nurses, they're doing everything they can think of to kind of help her back be not in so much pain. And by the time we leave, they haven't been able to do much for her. The pain is a little less, but it's still terrible. It's excruciating. Well, the pain kind of subsides, and she's over the next week, and she's able to kind of get around, but she's unable to pick up her kids. I'm doing most of the, you know, doing all the things like laundry and cleaning the house and all those jobs that normally are shared between family members. I am doing all of it now because she just simply can't. And she feels so badly that she can't contribute more than she wants to. And she's hurting. And if she does something too much, then the next day she's just in bed in tears. It's hurting so much. And this was when Renee and Jacob, they were just little, like, I don't know, like 2 and 3, maybe even younger, maybe like 1 and 2. They were little. And so we begin to pray. And we begin to pray, 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 and we're like, God, are you hearing us? Are you listening? And it feels like as though God is, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but it feels like my prayers were hitting the roof and just falling down onto the ground. And they weren't actually ever reaching God. I know that's not true, but that's what it felt like at times. Because we didn't see the answers that we were hoping for. We were praying for healing, and there was no healing. One day we were visiting Tara's parents in Nelson, BC. A man named Lyle comes over, and he prays for Tara, my wife. And he asks her about her pain, and Tara tells him, and he begins to pray. Well, after the time of prayer is done, she gets up. She's like, I don't have any more pain. It's gone. It's gone. No more pain. First time in years she hadn't had any pain. She started bending over. She could touch her toe. She could do all these things that she hadn't been able to do for such a long time. She was picking up the kids. She was playing. We went for a walk the next day. We did so many things that she wouldn't have been able to do before. Before, I'd be like, let me get that for you. She's like, nope, I can do it. And she'd carry it herself. She was so thrilled. God had healed my wife. And it changed everything about our family. It changed everything in her life. And so she began to run regularly. Partly because she wanted to be in good shape, but mostly because she could. And it was a way for her to give thanks to God, saying, God, thank you for healing me. I'm able to run. I have a good body to use. Thank you. And she's just so thrilled about it. And she's going to be here later tonight, and if you want to ask her about this healing, she loves talking about it. So I get to tell this story to people who are curious about God and what He can do. And how good He is. How miraculous His works are. How big He is. And they have a hard time believing it. They're like, well, maybe those discs just fused together and like it's just become one big bone now. You know what she found out the other day? She went to her physiotherapist, and her physiotherapist said, my goodness. And physiotherapist didn't know a whole lot about her back history yet. And she said, you've got a really good mobility and back, and your spine and all those discs, they feel so good and so healthy. It's just like, she was commenting on how good her back was. Not just like because of the mobility, but structurally, like everything's in place where it's supposed to be and looking and in the proper shape. Isn't that cool? God heals. So this brings me back. What are you going to say to the people? What are you going to say to the people that you're going to share and tell about God? It might be your story about how you met Jesus, maybe at camp or some other place. Maybe it's a story about, and doesn't have to be a miraculous story. It might be a story about that you've read in the Bible. It might be a story that you heard me say. It might be a story that is your very own. When you were sad or when you were hurting and God came and comforted you. I don't know what your story is, but you need to think about what your story is. So that when you go to your friends and you say, you know, Jesus is the best thing ever. And they're going to say, well, why do you say that? And you can say, well, listen what He's done in my life. Or listen to this story in the Bible. Or listen to this story that I heard so-and-so tell me. You need to be ready. You need to be ready with what you're going to say. And then the third thing is, you need to be ready to invite them to be with you and God. To invite them to be with you and God. Now, where are some places that you could invite them to be together? To be with you and God. Jack, you could invite them to church. Cool.
To this camp.
You could invite them to the camp next summer. Say, I've got a place for you to come. It's awesome.
Youth group.
Same thing, right? Youth group.
Your house?
Yeah! Remember the Billy? I invited him over to my house for a sleepover. And I was able to share my story of God with him. And he became a Christian. Like, it's pretty cool, right? You could do the same thing. In fact, you could invite them anywhere you want. And as long as you invite God into this conversation, God's with you. Listen to what verse 20 says. It says this: I am with you always. Not sometimes, always. When I was 3 or 4, maybe a little bit older, but about 3 or 4, I asked my mom, I was sitting on the counter, she was baking cookies and I was eating cookie dough, and she says, I ask, why do we need to go to church? It's so boring. And my mom says, you know, we go to church so that we can learn about God and grow in our relationship with Him. It's a really important thing. Like, relationship with God? What's that? And she began to explain to me, like I have you this week, how we can have a relationship with God and how it's important. And so then and there, I said, well, I want to have a relationship with God. I want to go to heaven someday. She said, okay, well, let's pray. And we prayed together. And from that day on, my relationship with God began. And I've been growing mostly closer to God. Sometimes I take a step sideways or backwards. But mostly closer to God pretty much every day since. And what's interesting is that I can tell a simple story like that. And that tells you something about God, doesn't it? What's your story? So I'd like you to get together with a partner. Doesn't matter who. Everybody find a partner. Quickly. Here we go. Okay, put your hand up if you don't have a partner. Okay? Do you need a partner?
No, I don't need one. I thought you said...
Put your hand up if you need a partner. Okay. Luke needs a partner. Luke, come on over here. There's a partner right here. Right here. Do you need a partner? Charles? Okay. You want to be a partner with Charles? Okay. Go sit beside Charles, or Charles, you go sit beside her. Okay. Anybody else need a partner? You need a partner? Okay, so if you need, just hop in with a group of two and just make a group of three. Okay, eyes on me. You need a partner? Gloria? Madison needs a partner right there. Oh, we got one. Thank you, Ruth. Okay, eyes on me. Perfect. Okay. Tell your partner very quickly who it is that you're going to share with about Jesus. He's got 30 seconds to finish up. Ten seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay, eyes on me. Okay. Now, you get a little longer this time. Tell the story. Tell a story about your experience with God. This is harder, but it's not going to be easy.
What do you know your experience with God?
You've had an experience here with God. Maybe you haven't accepted Jesus as and you're not a Christian yet, but you've learned about God here. Do you got a partner that you're able to share with?
We already finished.
You already finished? Okay. Okay, give me a thumbs up when you're done.
Oh, good.
Awesome. Okay, and this is going to be another quick one. Okay? What can you invite your friend to be with you and God so that you can together grow closer to God? I think we're gonna play a game here quick, but it's not a fun game. Don't worry. No, I'm just joking. Come here. Come here. You ready?
What am I doing?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna do.
Okay.
Are you ready? You guys watch. Go do that to another person. Go to it to another person. Find another person. Did you just fart? Hey, watch the game. Watch the game. Watch what happens. Keep going. Tell another person. Hey, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Hey, stand up. Go tell another person. Tay. Stand up, Tay. Okay, is anybody sitting still? Is anybody sitting still? Okay, eyes on me. Eyes on me. I was one person that told two people about Jesus. I told you, and I told somebody else over here. No. That's it. And those two people then started telling some others. And those others started telling some others. And those people started telling some others. And those people started telling some others. And look what happened. Look around you. Within just a few minutes, everybody's standing and everybody theoretically knows something about Jesus because we took the time to say something. So here's the question that I have for you this morning. Will you go? Will you go and tell somebody your story about God? And invite them to be with you and God somewhere where you can grow closer to Jesus? Will you do that? Let's pray. Father, I ask that you'll give us the courage because I will admit it's scary sometimes to talk about you because in this world, it's not really the popular thing to do. Give us the courage. Lord, I know that you desire every single person in this world to live with you in heaven one day. Give us the courage and give us the know-how. In your name I pray. Amen.